Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real.
This week's podcast is called The Great Unraveling. The American economy now teeters on the edge of an historic reckoning. The signs are everywhere in the monstrous expansion of debt, the hollowing out of the middle class, and the absurd valuations of asset bubbles that are priced for perfection in the face of deteriorating fundamentals. The coming economic reckoning isn't speculative or emotional. It's grounded on hard numbers and historical precedents. This isn't hyperbole, it's math. The debt spiral and leverage bubble. Let's begin with the debt. Total U.S. non-financial debt has soared to $77.9 trillion, a staggering 256% of GDP. That's not just unsustainable, it's terminal. For context, the debt was $19.3 trillion, or 189% of GDP during the NASDAQ bubble in 2000. And it was $33.7 trillion, or 234% of GDP at the onset of the global financial crisis. We've blown past both periods of history. Margin debt has hit an all-time high, $1.06 trillion. That's up 33% year over year. Leveraged loan issuance has reached $400 billion in Q3 of 2025, pushing the market past $2 trillion. Private credit, once a niche corner of finance, has exploded from $100 billion in 2007 to over $1.7 trillion today. This is not growth. It's leverage masquerading as prosperity. The bond market is now a ticking time bomb. Interest payments on U.S. debt have breached $1 trillion annually. The debt-to-GDP ratio is now over 123%, with projections reaching 140% by 2029. It's just a few years away. The national debt is now 725% greater than our annual revenue. These metrics point not to a soft landing, but to intractable stagflation. And all the while, the middle class is being hollowed out. Goldman Sachs retirement survey found that 40% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. That's up from 31% in 1997. The top 0.01% of Americans control a share of national wealth that has quintupled since 1989. Credit card debt is $1.3 trillion. Delinquencies are surging on that debt. The middle class is being sacrificed to preserve the illusion of prosperity for the upper echelons. Inflation has eviscerated their purchasing power, and that is why socialism is being embraced by a disgruntled population. I mean, that explains the election of Zoran Mandami. You can't have a viable nation without a viable middle class, and we've lost it. Asset price inflation is propping up the very top quintile of consumers. And that's because they're garnering their wealth from the stock market and real estate. The Wilshire 5000 to GDP ratio hovers near 200%, far above its historical mean of about 73. The total value of public and private equities now represent over 250% of GDP, with the normal benchmark of around 55%. The Mag 7 stocks are over a third of the value of the entire S&P 500. AI investment drove 40% of GDP growth and 80% of the stock market gains in 2025, this year. This is the most concentrated market in history, the most over-leveraged too. And real estate's in the same place. The home price-to-income ratio has reached over 5 times, marking a new peak in the housing bubble. The average American cannot afford to buy a home, and prices have just now started to roll over. Monetary malpractice is the salient issue. The real Fed funds rate has oscillated sharply, dipping into negative territory during inflation spikes and now hovering near neutral once again. Despite nominal rate hikes, real interest rates remain historically low and falling once again now that the Fed's cutting rates. The Fed is trapped in a policy loop where every cut accelerates the erosion of purchasing power, pours more fuel on asset bubbles, and deepens the debt spiral. Depository reserves have surged to historic highs, and the M2 money supply has ballooned to $22.2 trillion, more than doubling since 2010. The Fed's balance sheet still remains elevated at over $6.5 trillion, and it's heading back up once again. This is not monetary policy, it's monetary malpractice. The Fed is no longer, if they ever were, a steward of stability. It's a hostage to its own balance sheet. Every rate cut now accelerates inflation further. They're not doing policy anymore. They're doing panic. The monetary endgame is gold and the collapse of confidence in the U.S. dollar. This new cycle should be the most devastating to Americans' purchasing power in history, the current cycle that we're about to enter into. The Fed has kicked off another unwarranted and dangerous rate-cutting scheme or cycle, and the consequences should be catastrophic. When the next downturn arrives, the Fed will slash rates to 0%, accelerate QE even more than they're doing now, and flood the system with liquidity. But this time, it's not going to work as smoothly as it ever did in the past. Why? Because the bond market is ready to revolt. Long-term rates are rising this time around, again, as they did in the end of 2024 when the Fed raised rates by 100 basis points. Investors are going to flee the dollar and demand real compensation for the risk for owning treasuries. That's when this whole house of cards collapses. So the last two times the Fed cut rates, in late 2024, Powell cut by 100 basis points and long-term rates spiked by 1%. The Fed has cut in the last two meetings by 25 basis points and long-term rates are rising again. I mean, markets don't stay irrational forever. Investors, they need to be compensated for owning the risk of an insolvent nation's debt and one that won't deal with its inflation problem. Gold recently surged past $4,230 an ounce before consolidating now at lower levels. That's not just a regular move in an asset class. It's an indictment of our central bank, its fraud, and its monetary malpractice. Gold is not a commodity. It's a monetary truth in a world of fiscal lies. China and India are hoarding gold like it's 1933. India's reserves have crossed $100 billion. China is building four new gold hubs to move reserves out of Western jurisdictions. This is not diversification, it's preparation. Foreign buyers, once reliable sources of demand for treasuries, are now retreating. Japan, China, Gulf states are all reallocating to gold. The dollar isn't being diversified away from, it's being abandoned. The investment strategy is clear here. The 60-40 portfolio is dead. Passive asset gatherers continue to peddle this relic of an idea while ignoring the triple threat of credit, equity, and real estate bubbles. They're going to be completely blindsided. They're not managing risk. They are sleepwalking into systemic collapse. Passive investing is going to be exposed for what it actually is, a reckless abdication of risk management. Advisors who cling to it are not stewards of your money. They are salespeople. Crypto's October collapse wiped out $370 billion from that asset class. Exchanges froze withdrawals, stable coins depegged. It was a digital bank run in real time. And it proves what I've argued all along. Crypto is not a currency. It's not even a store of value. It's a speculative asset class masquerading as a monetary salvation. October's crypto implosion wasn't a correction. It was a revelation. Crypto isn't monetary salvation. It's speculative leverage with a tech wrapper. Gold, however, is monetary truth in a world of fiscal lies. When this reconciliation arrives, and it will, hard assets should scream higher. When central banks are distorting every asset class on the planet, you need to have a model that can anticipate and respond to the very distortions that passive portfolios ignore. This is precisely why I created my inflation, deflation, and economic cycle model. The IDEC model isn't just a framework, it's a firewall against systemic collapse. It tracks liquidity and signals that passive portfolios ignore, or they are not even aware exist. When liquidity dries up, markets don't correct anymore. They collapse. And you need to be invested in a model that will navigate through the reckoning. That is exactly what I provide for my investors.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you're not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.